Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Today, the second Sunday of the Great Lent, we commemorate St. Gregory Palamas. St. Gregory holds a huge role in our faith, and that is precisely why we remember him today. Last week, we celebrated victory over iconoclasm, which allows us to have icons at the churches, at home, and everywhere else. But today, we are celebrating victory over prayer, a certain kind of prayer, or actually a lifestyle. St. Gregory, among many saints, was a practitioner of a method of a prayer called hesychism. Hesychia means silence. This method of prayer is centered in continuous repetition of the name of Jesus, usually in the form of the Jesus prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. With this prayer also comes a rigorous bodily discipline, emphasizing certain sitting posture and breathing techniques. It is used in order to help unite our mind and heart to God. This method of prayer was attacked by people who did not really understand, and if they tried to understand this method, they had a worldly approach to it which caused disconnect in any kind of understanding. But St. Gregory did not give up, and because of his defense of hesychasm, a beautiful theology flowed out of his writings. Because of him and others, other saints, this discipline was saved. Hesychasm is nothing new. The teaching and practice of hesychasm was not taught for decades. But hesychasm belongs to ascetical life or practical life of every Christian. So what is this hesychasm? I'm sorry I'm using these words, but there is no other way to explain it. Hesychasm is a prayerful life where we practice stillness of our body and mind, watchfulness of our thoughts and desires, and interior silence of the heart where our sinful passions are found. Hesychasm is practiced with the hesychastic prayer called the Jesus Prayer, along with the rope. So this prayer life is something that we take up and practice every single day. And we start with little. And we don't practice the breathing and the posture. We just say the Jesus Prayer as often as we can. And then over the years, we start to sit in a different way. And then we actually breathe with the prayer, inhaling and exhaling the same prayer. Takes years to get to it. Takes years to grow with the prayer. We cannot expect that we will become this powerful prayer houses when we pray the Jesus prayer only 33 or 100 times a day. This Jesus prayer should be something that we practice continually throughout our day. Not just morning and evening, but whenever we have a chance. When we drive, especially here in Pittsburgh, you know, if you have my luck and you get stuck in the traffic all the time, what a best way to use this prayer to pass the time in the traffic. Or when somebody is arguing with us and yelling at us, rather than having an unreasonable response, which usually does not help, we can say quietly the Jesus Prayer within us. And most of the times, our response to that person is so different that we actually can stop the argument and we can actually surprise ourselves that we have responded in this way. Or moms who have their little bosses at home, do not have time to for a solid prayer life, solid prayer structure. So the best thing is to pray on the go. Changing diaper can be a prayerful experience. Or making a breakfast, saying the Jesus prayer out loud so the children can hear you praying while you are doing something else. Husbands and wives, or those who are home, who have their home duties around the house, that time can be used to say the Jesus prayer. This constant practice should slowly teach us to pray without ceasing as we are breathing, which we are all called to do so. We cannot think that this kind of life is only for priests and monastics. This lifestyle, this method of prayer, growing in prayer, is for everyone. Everyone is called to have vocation to holiness. And each vocation differs. Each person has different struggles, different jobs. So that's why each Christian should have a tailored prayer life that fits and is a little bit challenging to them. But that is what Christian life is all about, to constantly grow towards God. If we stop somewhere, or if we get satisfied, usually we go downhill very quickly. But small incremental steps always keep us busy on the right path towards God. And for sure, many will think that what I'm trying to explain, the hesychasm and the practical Christian life, is a thing of the past. Nobody has time for this kind of lifestyle anymore in today's age. And if somebody tries to remain faithful to this tradition, attending to liturgical services, abstaining from work on the holy days and Sundays, maintains fasts and has deeper prayer life, if they are encountered outside, and sometimes even within the church, they are subject to be ridiculed or even canceled in today's age. Keeping tradition, not the tradition that our great-grandparents and grandparents and parents have, but the tradition that goes hundreds of years back. That tradition, keeping that tradition, fasting and prayer, is not some kind of a fairy tale that we may or may not believe in and participate in. It is our way of life. And for sure, it is not old school or thing of the past. Scripture says Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The time has changed. Maybe our thinking has changed, but the tradition did not. Accepting this tradition will change our life. In a way, it will open our eyes to see what we need to do to grow. If we try to incorporate more prayer life in our life, something will have to diminish. At the beginning, this diminishing part will be painful. We will have to give up something. Maybe at the beginning, we will give up altogether only 15 minutes of TV in order to do our prayers in the evening. What a great start. Fantastic start. But we should not be surprised that if these 15 minutes will over time turn to 20 minutes, and then 25 minutes, then an hour. We have to start somewhere, but the path is slow and gradual, and that's all right. As long as we start and are faithful to our prayer rule. Over the past week, there was this talk on social media that we need church renewal because the church is getting old and it needs to be rejuvenated. And a lot of people came up with all sorts of fundraisers and activities. No. We need to turn and return to the tradition, to this rich and beautiful tradition that saints like St. Gregory Palamas defended for us. This is the way. When church becomes prayerful, God-pleasing, there's nothing else that attracts people more than this. So let us celebrate and give thanks to St. Gregory for all he has done for us. And let us learn from him and his teachings how to grow deeper in the Hesychastic tradition. Glory to Jesus Christ.